Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
I'm Jennifer Kopecz-Rose.
And this is the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast that we do twice a week for those people who do the needlework.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love the needlework.
Tonight, Kathy Ray, Thread Talk on the Fiber Talk Stitch Hour, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the YouTube channel. And always fun and interesting and educational with Kathy. And if you've missed any of the previous ones, go to the live video section of the YouTube channel and you can see them all there. Really educational stuff. Kathy knows her way around threads, no doubt about it. So
yeah, they're really good to watch. I like them. Yep. You always learn something that you totally didn't know. You think you know something about threads, and then you're like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, my wheels are spinning every time we talk to her. Every time.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So join us tonight, 8 o'clock, Kathy Ray, Needle in a Haystack. And, of course, support Needle in a Haystack. Kathy's kind enough to do these shows for us. So we appreciate if you support her, let her know you heard about her on Fiber Talk.
Yeah.
Sunday from Tasmania, Marilyn Hazelwood, County Canvas Work, and a whole bunch of other things. So that'll be fun.
Wow. Plus,
Tasmania. You know, why not?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I would go there.
I might have to look at the thing and remind myself of exactly. Australia, right?
Yeah, off the coast of Australia, yep.
Right. It's an island.
It is, yes.
Jeez.
It's been a while. Yeah, I'm not an overseas traveler type person, but Ireland. Well, Ireland, mm-hmm. But, you know, I used to say no thanks to England until doing these shows and following cyclists. No thanks to London. I would go to to England. I would go to Scotland. I would go to Ireland.
Yes. Yeah. Scotland and the castles. And I follow, like, the hashtag Scottish Moors.
Yeah? Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. And you see so much beautiful photography because I just like the views. I think it's too cold for me there, but the views are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would do that. Yeah, I would fly to Heathrow and get out of there mm-hmm. and head north because that's – well, I understand south is beautiful too, but, I got to get to Ireland and Scotland and, those parts. Yep. And then the other place I would go is Australia, but Australia would have to be for a month, I think.
Just to make the flight worth it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get adjusted, but Australia, but then New Zealand and Tasmania. Yeah, I think you got to see that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While you're down there.
Yeah. Well, there's a young lady I follow who is a cyclist, mountain bike cyclist. Who lives in Tasmania, and she's one of those. I think if she's 5 foot, she's lucky. Probably weighs about 60 pounds. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
And she goes off into the wilderness for days on her mountain bike, and then it posts on Instagram photos. The scenery, the country is just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah.
And then
you can go see all the needlework people down there.
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, that's why you need a month.
Ride your bike to the different needlework places.
I know. You have
both of your loves.
Yep, all at once. But yeah, it's got to be a month there to cover all the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I figure it's probably a couple, 3 days before you even start to get your body clock organized again.
Yeah. I mean, I lived overseas and
you know about the
jet lag. It's like, oh, goodness. That was only 6 hour difference.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, what, 15, I think?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even, yeah. Yeah, I think it's 15, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Marilyn will join us on Sunday, so that'll be fun. We'll learn things.
Yeah.
And then remind you that registration is open now for the EGA 2022 National Seminar called Broadway Bound. That's August 24 to 28. It's at the New York Marriott Marquis Hotel in New York. Been to that hotel. It's right there in Times Square, right in the middle of everything. So you'll be at the hotel. So theater is close by. All the New York things are close by when you're at that hotel. And it's a huge, huge hotel. So registration open. and of course all kinds of classes that you can sign up for, and they're all on the EGAUSA.org site. You can get all the information. And then if you hunt down the seminar videos that Beth and I did when it was in Chicago last year, we did one where we toured you through all of the classes and showed the models for each of the classes for this next year.
That's right. I remember that.
So there's another one to watch. But, yep, a registration is open, so get yourself signed up to attend Broadway Bound August 24 to 28. The EGA National Seminar. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Kathy Ray tonight, and then next Wednesday. Yep, Jennifer's mom.
Is that next Wednesday?
27th,
oh,
yep.
Wow. It's coming up so fast.
Yep. Jennifer's mom live from Colorado next Wednesday.
Right. I'll be in Colorado Springs, so hanging with the mom and the dad.
Getting your mom fired up to do the show. So we're gonna get some pictures, whatever pictures you have or can put together of her work.
Right.
And then we get to talk to your mom about needlework and whatever else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom, needlework, Jennifer is a child.
I was just a shy child, if you can believe it.
you talk about it. We'll learn from your mom. We'll get the facts from your mom. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. She knows I was shy. That's why she put me in ballet and stuff like that.
Oh.
So that I could get over it.
Break you out of your shell, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
All right. See, moms know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we get to talk to Jennifer's mom live next week from Wednesday, or week from tonight. Yep. Week the 27th.
Right.
So, yeah, mark that down to join us for that. Yeah, we'll have fun learning all kinds of things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's sewn since she was junior high at least, maybe even younger. So.
She knows.
Yes.
It's clearly in the family genes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
Yep. All right, so that's all that's coming up. Now, there's more coming up. May 29 now is our 500th show. That's a live Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern time show with, there are loose plans all over the place. We'll get them all coalesced by then.
Mm-hmm. Right. And yep. I'll be back in town. So.
Yes. So Jennifer and Cindy and Beth and Jessica Grimm is going to join us from Bavaria. And, Sharon from Ireland.
Sharon Bruce.
Bruce, thank you.
Yes.
Jeez, you'd think I could remember Sharon Bruce's name. Sharon Bruce from Ireland is going to join us.
Nice.
Yeah, the cross-stitching machine from Ireland.
Oh, my gosh. She finishes so much stuff.
Isn't she?
Like,
yeah, stop
it. Oh, my
it.
Gosh. And it's all gorgeous. And then the finishes she does are amazing.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah,
I think she does her own finishing, too. I don't think she hires it out. I think she does it. Now, we'll find out for sure if I'm right, but I think she does it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't.
I think she does.
I get the impression that she does it, because I think she would credit someone if they did it for her.
Right. Yeah.
So.
No, I think she does. And then she doesn't just send you a picture or post a picture. Then the picture is all staged.
Oh, yeah. It's a total setup. It's all pretty.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at how lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know.
Yep. So the cross-stitch machine from Ireland is going to join us for the event. So
awesome.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, she is the, yeah. They just come out of there like a factory.
And, I know.
You know, all finished, all staged, all beautifully done. It's, you know, yeah. And here
it's
we
like
sit.
Like every week there's a new one.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I stitch a lot lately. It's not been as much. I've had stuff happening in my life where, like, you know, my cat passed away and stuff, so I didn't do anything for a week.
Yeah.
But man, I stitch a lot, but she puts me to shame.
Yep. Can't keep up with that one. Mm-mm.
I know.
Nope. So, and other things coming up, other things for the show. Probably won't be just an hour. Probably go a little longer. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Sunday thing?
Yeah.
It can't be just an hour. Are you kidding me?
I think we have to go
longer. It's going to be like an afternoon event.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I'm setting aside the whole day. I don't know what your plans are, but.
All right. Jennifer's locked us in for the afternoon. All right. That's
I mean,
good.
You know.
That's going to be
an hour.
It. Okay.
You can't get all that done in an hour.
Well, no. Yeah, Jessica Grimm has offered to put together some medieval goldwork presentation for us, so that'll be fun.
Oh, cool. See, each guest needs an hour. I mean...
Oh, is that how it works?
Well, yeah, that's how we've done it in the past, right?
We're up to 3 hours already then. Oops.
There you go.
Yep. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. So mark that down. Big live event. 500 shows of... That will be the 500th show, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Of the Fiber Talk. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, and I remember you guys talked about a lady that said that she had was going back and watching and listening to them all from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I did that when I first found you about two or three years ago.
Yeah.
I went back and just some days it's all I did all day was just listen to Fiber Talk back
oh,
to
man.
Back. I mean, I was hooked. I was like in it. It's like, this is so good.
Yeah, you think back. 500 show, well, we're, you know, at 480 or whatever it is now, 485. But, you know, that's a lot of hours of talk. I mean, that'll be 500 hours of needlework talk, and that's just the two podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there have been all the live shows, and that's getting to be a number. And
right.
Then extra stuff we did, particularly early in the pandemic. I mean, it's...
Oh, my gosh, that was 3 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was a lifeline. I'm telling you, that was such a lifeline for me.
There's a lot of needlework talk. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about how shows on TV celebrate 100 episodes. Like, you passed that ages ago.
Yeah. What's that?
Like, what's 100?
Just getting warmed up.
500, you know? Yeah.
Yep. Looking forward to that. That'll be fun. That's quite a milestone.
Yeah. No kidding.
Quite a milestone. Yep. So that's the 29th of May, Sunday the 29th, now projected to be an entire afternoon.
I blocked off the whole day in my calendar. It's just like...
it's a festival. Okay, it's a festival. Jeez,
it's
we better get some stuff planned if we're going to go all day. Holy smokes. yep.
Oh,
so
boy.
When we did the show with Kim Young a couple weeks ago...
Right.
And,
yep.
You know, we'd been talking about, we'd had discussions about being able to go into stores and go online and print out a chart and then kit it up at a store.
Yeah,
and it
was
really
cool
that Kim was already doing that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she had already kind of been thinking about that. And then you brought it up and it's like you guys are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Well, you've both been doing 5 years. So.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
but we just made that up. You know, I mean, that was kind of a, you know, wouldn't it be cool to be able to do that? And then Kim is mm-hmm. actually planning to do it.
Right.
And so it was interesting to me that, you know, number one, I think it's a great idea and,
mm-hmm.
and a really a great way to bring in all the online opportunities to a shop and then be able to help people kit them up. And so, you know, bravo for that. But it got me thinking. It got me thinking, because and it was. I've had a couple of emails, stuff I've said, rubbed one lady the wrong way. But anyway, about supporting your local needlework store,
mm-hmm.
and you know, one lady wrote to me and asked, "Well, do you ever order things from Amazon?" And yeah, I do. You know, I order things online just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just really firmly believe that if you can, in any way, you support your local needlework shops. I mean, I do the same thing with bike shops. I could buy everything
right.
for bike stuff online, including the bikes. But I support those shops as much as I can. You know, even
right.
things
but
like chain. Yeah, even things like chain lube. You know, I went in
mm-hmm.
To the shop near me the other day. I needed chain lube. And I could have ordered that from Amazon and had it the next day. You know, no problem. But
right.
and they don't carry my line, but I went in there and I said, "Hey, can you get this?" "Yes, we can. It'll be a week." And I said, "Fine, don't need it till then anyway." And you know, I just try to support but
right.
you know, these days, yeah, there's a practicality.
Well, not everybody has. Well, I've never. Okay, so I have Thistle Needleworks now up in Weathersfield. But I didn't grow up around a local needlework store. I didn't know they existed until I started listening to these shows and podcasts and stuff. And then I was like, oh, there were cross stitch stores? I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Even back in the 80s when they were big and back when I was stitching, I had no idea there were such things.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 80s, holy smokes. It was like McDonald's cross stitch store, McDonald's Burger King cross stitch store. Yeah.
So I know my mom stitched back then, but if she ever went to one of those stores, she never took us.
Oh.
And I just really don't think she did, because she usually took at least me everywhere because I was so much older than my sister and brother. So I don't think we had one. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and we're, you know, and then they kind of went away like overnight, and I wouldn't say overnight, but, you know, they faded away. But now we have so much activity and there's so much online stuff. But then we've had just a couple of stores close here just recently down in the Southeast.
Right.
And you don't have anybody nearby.
Did they retire, or did they go out of business because nobody was shopping?
Fire Poppies is one of them.
She's
got an opportunity there to retire and not have to work, she and her husband both, so they're taking it.
Right. And then, do you know if somebody's buying her business, or she, well, no, you guys said she just liquidated.
Yeah, she just liquidated, in 48 hours, everybody bought her out. So
right.
She's good. And then another shop, I forget the name of it, down in South Carolina, I think, is closing. But yeah, it's a lot of people are in needlework shop deserts. I mean, Beth, it's a 2+ hour drive one way for Beth.
Right.
I'm sure that it's not just a quick run down the street for you.
Yeah, it's a half hour, 45 minutes, depending on the traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's the other thing. In where you live, traffic becomes a factor in a hurry.
Right. And then plus they're carrying less cross-stitch. And they're mainly needlepoint, especially painted canvases. They have tons of painted canvases. And they have a ton of threads. So, if you want specialty threads, they've got threads.
Yeah. Well, see, that's for me. I mean, I live, 20 miles from St. Louis in the suburbs, and within 10 minutes of me are two superb painted canvas shops.
Mm-hmm.
But they're strictly painted canvas, and they have, they have all the threads.
Right.
But for cross-stitch, no help at all. And, any of the other techniques, they're just no help at all. And and even to the point where I went in and to buy just a yard of needlepoint canvas, and I wanted to get a yard of white and a yard of ecru or cream or, you know, off-white,
right,
whatever. They would have had to order that.
Really?
They had the white.
Oh, because they did painted.
They're painted canvas. They don't have it. They don't do any counted cross stitch. So, or counted canvas work.
Right.
So they have canvas, but they just don't have a need.
Right. And
so, you know, effectively I'm in kind of a pseudo desert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can go get a needle or I can go get some specialty threads, but I don't have there's no cross stitch store. There's no multiple technique store anywhere near. And,
right.
So then in talking to Kim, you know, you think, all right, all three of us are pretty much faced with online, unless we want to spend some time in a car.
Right.
And so then the question came to me, all right, if you are dealing with an online shop, can you develop the same kind of relationship with an online shop that you would if you were able to go in, say, once a week?
Right. Well, it depends on the shop, because, Kathy Ray, she does online, but she has a physical store, but she'll get on the phone and talk to you, and you can send pictures, so you can do it virtually, what you would do in the store.
Yeah.
So she does that. Now, other ones, if they choose to do that, that's their choice. It just depends, I guess.
Yeah. Seems to me you can. I mean, it's never going to be ideal.
Right, because I don't think, are there any, because even 123 Stitch has a physical location.
Right, right.
They moved to Texas. They're in Texas now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just over, I think over the holiday time last, or sometime last fall, winter.
Holy smokes, that's a big deal.
They're down in Texas now.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh. I think I've only done business with them once, yeah.
Okay, I've ordered for them a few times.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
That's big business to move. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, so can you do that? Yeah, I think you can. I mean, we can. It's easy to find a number of people who have contacted Kathy Ray, and she sorted out threads for them and, you know, sent them off packages. She's done it for me. I know she's done it for Beth, probably done it for you, you know, mm-hmm. coming up. Well, it's like the kits for Spring Hill.
Right.
You know, she put those all together, and then you can do the same thing with Kim. She'll work with you. She'll help you out. I know that Jean Lee will at the attic. You know, those she'll work with you.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think pretty much everyone will. You have to find one that you like how they do over the phone.
Yeah.
You might have to try a few till you vibe together. You know.
Right. Yeah. Because you know, all right. So say for instance, you kit up. Have somebody kit something up, and you even talk to them on the phone. You know, there might be a thread or two that you want to change after the fact, but I don't know that that's all that different from a live store.
Right, except for that you can see it.
Yeah.
But sometimes even though after you get stitching, threads change color when they get next to each other and start intermingling, and you might be like, oh, it looked good sitting in the skein next to the other ones, but then when you get it in the stitches, it did stuff you didn't expect, so you need to change it out.
Right. Yeah, that's that give and take. So you can do that. So then it really comes down to, I can't run down to the store this afternoon and get that skein. It'll take 3 or 4 days, but, you know, hey, we all have other stuff to stitch.
Exactly. It's not like there's nothing else, unless you're that rare person these days that does one project at a time, which I think, I know they're still out there.
Yes, they are, but...
I'm not one of them anymore. I used to be.
They're dwindling in number, yes.
They are dwindling in number.
So I think you can. I think, you know, I was just kind of thinking through the process. Can you do that? And I think you can. I mean, there's, if people have a shop and they have people coming in and out, then obviously the people come into the store, they got to take care of right away. So I think you have to be sensitive to that. Call it odd, you know, call in the middle of the afternoon or the, you know, not
or
right
ask
when,
them what's the best time.
Yeah. Yeah. Set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Don't call when they open the doors.
Right.
Don't call 15 minutes before closing.
A time that you might think is really good might be like their busiest time.
Right.
They'll be like, it's better if you call it this time. I mean, just ask.
Right.
And you might have to call back or whatever, or maybe they can call you back or.
Yeah. No, I think you can, you know, because I'll look at my local, now like bike shops these days. Mm-hmm. Bike shops, one of the questions, if you need bike repair, one of the question is, how far out are you on your repair schedule?
Right.
And these days, at least around here, it's a week and a half to 2 weeks before they can get to your bike. That's how long the backlog is. And it's mainly because they can't get parts.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, for instance, this week, my bike needs to have some work that I can't do. Well, I went in 2 weeks ago, and I said, how far out are you? He says, oh, we're about 10 days out. And then we figured out what we needed. And he says, I got to order those parts. And he says, they got to order them, come to the local warehouse distributor, and then to us. So he says, it's going to be a week and a half before I'll even have the parts. So we set up an appointment. It wasn't leave your bike there all that time, you know, because my bike's quite rideable. But, you know, set up an appointment, and then he said, call the day before to make sure the parts came in. And and so now that's this week. So today, Wednesday, I will call to see if the parts are in. And then I take it in Thursday, and they repair it, and I'm pretty sure I pick it up Friday. And so it's a pretty good – and he called me once. It was supposed to be last week, but he called me once. He says, the parts aren't going to make it. So, you know, keep riding because,
right.
You know, so I think that, you know, that's just an example. So kind of a long example, but an example of, you know, what I think stores who provide, what needlework stores provide, you start to put in place systems like that. All right. You know, Wednesdays are usually pretty slow. So how about if you call at 2 o'clock and then we can go through this.
Right.
And set it up that way. And then they can set aside the time and maybe have materials out already.
Right.
Yeah.
You could do some pre-work, you know, send me a picture, give me an idea, and that way they can kind of prep. And then they have time to fully give their attention to you so that they're not feeling rushed. You're not feeling like you're being semi-ignored or right. rushed through right. it, you know.
Right.
It becomes a better experience.
But yeah.
I just think it's, yeah, I mean, each store, you have to, I'm sure every store will provide some level of that because they want, they want business, right?
you would think so, yeah. No, I just think there's some real opportunity there to serve a wider, broader client base, and to the point where, I mean, I could even see, you know, most places now can do online things. I could even see having a table set up for that kind of thing and a camera.
Right, yeah.
And we
with
do a
lighting
Zoom.
Lighting and everything.
Right, we do a Zoom session. And,
exactly, or a FaceTime or,
yep.
you know, whatever.
So think about know. Yeah, think yeah. about that. You know, the store that's 2 hours away that is an all day trip for you, you call in and you watch on camera and all right, how about this blue? How about that red? Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, that's an awesome idea. All stores out there, I hope you're listening. We're giving you good ideas.
But it's yeah, and of course it comes down to a manpower thing and a time thing and
right.
And, you know,
but like you said, maybe you set aside a day for this kind of stuff or a yeah. certain time. It's like we're totally dead during this time, so
right.
Give an employee something to do.
Yeah, now see that's a good point too. We're totally dead during this time. So why don't we schedule some people who aren't in the store and spend and make some money during that time that we normally wouldn't make. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think there's it, just creativity. I mean, it's like everything else. You start thinking mm-hmm. through what can we do that's different? What can we offer that's different? But that would be quite a service to offer.
Yeah.
Online 15-minute Zoom sessions. And you could even charge a nominal fee. You know, I got to charge you $5 for the time or 10 yeah. bucks, you know, whatever it is. But I, for that time, you have my complete attention and we'll sort this out. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Of course, you and I don't run a Definitely. Shop. The shop owners are probably
no,
going, you've got to be kidding me.
They probably have their own spin on this that they're like, well, that's a great idea, but we have this and this.
Right.
That's where Kim or Kathy could chime in and give us their opinion on this topic
yeah.
and see what they have to say because this is just us as consumers, but.
Right.
They're the providers of the service. They have to tell us what they think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wednesday's my downtime, but that's the time I actually order all the stuff I need to order. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they've got stuff going on during that time that we have no idea.
Yeah.
They
probably do. They probably...
I'm sure.
Yeah. But it just seems to me that as we evolve this thing, and I firmly believe that the needlework activity as the pandemic slowly goes away, and we all hope it does. It seems to be better these days, but though I just read a article the other day about how grossly underreporting we are, underreporting the infections is because of home tests. So, who knows what's going on? I don't know.
I think what's important is that people are ending up in the hospital dying like flies.
Right. Yeah, that's,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
That's yeah. what we were trying to avoid, the mass, just people dying in the on the floors in the hospital, people dying in the streets,
yeah.
people dying at home. That's what we were trying to, like, and it seems the virus has modified itself to the point where it's not killing us anymore.
Right.
Because it wants to live, too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's the point right there. We're not in hospitals dying, so if we get sick
right.
for a couple of days, at least... That's manageable.
If you're even symptomatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many people have we heard about recently that they have it, but they're totally non-symptomatic, but they get tested all the time, so they tested positive.
Right.
They're like, oh,
right.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I know someone who tested positive the other day. She didn't feel good for day and a half, and was fine. And then a few days later, tested, and she was clean. So, yeah.
Right.
So I just didn't feel good that day.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. It's not killing people like it was at the beginning anymore.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah, I have days that I don't feel good, regardless.
Oh, jeez.
You do, too.
Me,
you...
it's like every other day the time.
You can ride that train anytime you want. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, do you have any of these symptoms? I'm like, I feel those symptoms all the time of my life. So
yeah.
Are they different, though? No.
Right. But it's, yeah, I think for needlework stores, I think that the hobby has generated such an interest and momentum and brought in so many new people that I think the business aspect of it is going to be very strong for a good long time.
And, yeah, I hope
and
so.
Yeah. So then, you know, what can shops do to set themselves apart in the market to service people that are not within an hour's driving distance?
And, right. Or and, they had to go back to work. They just don't have the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't have the time to maybe take out to drive that they had before because they had nothing else to do.
Right. Exactly. That's a good.
But they still have downtime at night to stitch, but they can't go shopping at night because the stores are closed.
Yeah. That old, catch 22. Yeah. I have time, but the shop's closed. I don't have time. The shop's open. What am I going to do?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But now there, you just made me think of something else. Going back to work. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are not going back to work. That are the businesses are saying, stay home. Keep working from home.
Right. Work from home.
Well, now we all know that there's opportunity there to continue stitching.
Mm-hmm.
I got a half hour break here, or I got a lunch hour. And I'm going to take my time. Well, you're not at an office. You're not eating at your desk. Your stitching is right there in your house. So you go do it.
Yeah.
So I think
or
that
you
that,
have more opportunity to stitch while you're working.
Yes. Yes.
While you're on a meeting, because, you know, it helps you focus more. I'm stitching right now. It helps me focus more and stay, you know.
Yep.
Wouldn't
you like to see behind the camera in a company Zoom meeting, wouldn't you like to see what goes on behind each of those headshots?
Like who's knitting, who's crocheting, who's stitching, other stuff we don't want to know about.
Yep. Artist drawing. Oh, yeah. How much creativity behind the Zoom meeting. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yep. I bet that.
I briefly worked. When I was in the Netherlands, I briefly had a job, and it was a phone job with Thomson Prometric. They do the TOEFL test of English as a foreign language, that foreign students have to take before they can go to an American university, and other reasons too, but that's one of the big ones. And so it was a phone job, but I was good at it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So it started making me anxious and stuff. And to get through it, I started bringing these little tiny cross stitch kits that my neighbor gave to me. It's this English lady gave me these little DMC flower kits that she had gotten, and she just gave them to me. And so it was a little tiny kit. It's those little flowers that I crossed, you know, the ones I was turning into the biscornu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those little kits. So I would take them to work. And during some of the parts of the phone call or between calls, sometimes there'd be 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I would sit and do my cross stitch at my desk.
Yeah.
While I was working. And since, you know, my productivity wasn't jeopardized, they didn't care.
Right. Right.
But yep. I took my stitching to work.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got nothing else but phone answering. You might as well. Well, how many jobs are there like that? A bunch of them, I'm sure.
Yeah. And it was the downtime between calls that just really drove me crazy.
Sure.
You know, and I've got fidgety hands anyway, anxious, I have the anxiety problem. So it just fed into it, you know?
Right. Well, and, you know, that's the kind of thing too, that employers need to open their minds a little bit too. You know, sitting there, you know, straight backed and at attention when your job is answering phones that you know, calls come in intermittently is kind of dumb. So you might, and plus it helps you pass the time instead of sitting there going, geez, I'd wish I wasn't here.
And it's not so mind numbing as like playing solitaire or something. Those things are something that I did do also, but they do tend to numb your brain.
Yeah.
And kind of make you tired and a little bit more stupid. less present, less with it. You go into this fog, you know, whereas with stitching, you don't, it keeps you active.
Right.
Your brain doesn't go into a fogged out state.
Right. Well, yeah. And these days with, I mean, I'm sure you had headsets then, but, answering phones hands-free or dealing with phones hands-free is pretty automatic. So,
We had headsets and so no problem.
Yeah. But keep stitching. Yep.
Yeah, and then you just set the piece down, do your phone call business, and then it's just right. And it's simple, you know, real simple stuff, nothing complicated. Mm-hmm. So.
But the time's moving by,
Mm-hmm.
Well,
losing your mind sitting there going, gee, and that's the job where I did start. I didn't like it. I didn't want to go to work. I'd call in sick and stay home and work on crafts.
There you go.
I was bad girl.
We've got a guy at the local post office. It's a small one-person post office here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that. He has a guitar. He's a guitar player.
Mm.
And I've not asked him about it. He's not the most outgoing, personable guy. He's a government employee. I do my job, you know. But he does that same thing. And I've walked in more than once and heard music. And then, you know, he's got a stand there. He puts it down. It takes care of the customer and back to his guitar. Why not? You know?
Nice.
Same kind of thing. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Because then you're not feeling like, ugh, I have to sit here all this time. I could be doing something else, which I'd rather be doing.
Right.
So then I'm just going to, I mean, if you can quit your job, which I could at the time, it wasn't like I had to work. So it made things better.
Yeah. But that's just it. You could have some income in a job that really didn't require your full attention and, and do needlework. Why not?
Yeah. Especially once you learn the job and it's just basically the same every time.
Routine drudgery. Yeah.
Yeah.
But think of how many jobs there are, that you can do that. And, why not? Yeah. Yeah, we all, I'm the worst here. I've got it sitting right here in the same room I work, and I still have not gotten that habit going of wheeling around the chair and throwing in a few stitches. I just.
Right. But your job requires like a lot of focus. You have to really focus on your job. You know.
Right.
And it's hands on and focused, and you're writing and reading and.
Yeah.
You've got an intense job, I think.
Well, it is, but also it's a job that requires a break.
Right.
So if I've been editing, I do most of my editing in the morning because I'm fresher, more wide awake, and I just do a better job. And then I have other functions that I save for the afternoon. But if I'm doing a 4-hour, 5-hour editing session, then I need to get away from it. You know, you just need a complete break. Same thing when we're producing a magazine and I'm sitting for hours proofing copy. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Yeah. And, so do you get into like the zone, you know, when you're doing that? And then all of a sudden you wake up from the zone and it's 6 hours later and you're stumbling away half like, oh my God.
Fried. Yeah.
Yes. So I can see how stitching is not going to happen after that either.
No. No. Well, and that's the thing, you know, they say every half hour or so you're supposed to get up from your computer screen. Yeah. Well, I can't. I'd love to do that, but then, like, I'm in the middle of something and I lose my train of thought. And if I'm editing a full feature, you know, it in my head is everything that's in that feature as I'm editing.
Right.
You know, because I go through and that second paragraph I get later on. Oh, wait, this was said somewhere earlier. And, back in the second paragraph. So then that goes out. And then this was mentioned earlier, but it's not clear, and now it's even more confusing. So I got all that stuff goes through your head,
mm-hmm.
and for to get up and walk away from that in the middle of that process, no, then you lose everything. And
right, because it's like, isn't it similar with like artists and stuff who are really successful at what they do? They get in that zone. They call it the flow or something.
Right,
and they get in there, and it's like the super productive state that when you come out, you're totally disoriented. You're like, oh my gosh, but you did fantastic work.
Right. Yeah.
So, oh, and sure, you know, what you do is an art in a way because you're piecing things together to make a complete picture in words.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well, I'm sure every needlework designer could describe more than once where they've been
like
just
Krista
like that.
West, she talks about it. She gets in it.
Yeah.
I've been in it with like quilting when I would lose just out. I mean, not lose, but I would lose myself in the quilting for hours. That's why I had to start setting alarms on my phone to feed the animals and stuff, because, you know, it'd be 3 hours past their dinner time. They're starving. And I'm like, huh? And then I get out of it and I can barely function to feed myself, you know? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. No, we've all done it. You get a two or three hour uninterrupted. You're feeling good. You're alert. And you just start stitching. And, yeah, 3 hours later, you don't even realize it. And you look at what you did, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was flying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often for me. But, yeah. No, there's it's a changing time. You know, that what was it? Apple, I guess it was. They're trying to make their people come back to work.
Oh.
And what that has done is put all their employees on the resume mill. They're all looking to get out. They don't want to go back to the office. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They want out. And then you can decide the work-at-home policy by department. Well, that just made it worse because – well, how come that department, they're all working at home and we don't get to? What's that deal?
Right. How are they different from us?
I'm out of here, you know, and I work in computer. You know, I do computer work. I can get a job anywhere. I'm gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
But this pandemic has changed the whole day-to-day routine dynamic. And and I think needlework is a beneficiary of it, without a doubt.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
People coming back to all kinds of crafting or just doing their own thing and then realizing that it, you know, is something else that's already existed, but they tweak it a little.
Anytime this comes up, I always remember the friend of mine who early in the pandemic, they bought a trampoline. He has two high school age daughters. They bought a trampoline, and he put up a picture on Instagram of the girls out on the trampoline, and his comment was, "They found the end of the internet. We needed something else." And, you know, and I think we've all found the end of the internet. And, we need something else. That screen is not doing it anymore. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need it.
Because they were doing their school on it, too. So it was just too much.
Well, yeah, that's just it. Yeah. They found the end of the internet. We needed something else. So we bought a trampoline.
Wow.
Okay.
I think I remember hearing something even a year or two before the pandemic started about how kids were starting to leave their phones and find things to do with their hands, or, you know, because they were starting to just get, it was getting overwhelming. They needed to get away because it was their entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how they had started searching that out before the pandemic even happened.
Mm-hmm. No.
Maybe was that Trisha Nguyen that told us that, or did I hear that somewhere else?
I don't recall. Yeah, but I believe it. I believe it. More and more. I think that's probably one of the benefits. It's all right. We're over these phones. They're functional devices, but we got to do something else with our time. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I've taken away games and stuff. I have just Spider Solitaire that I do because I started getting anxious and having anxiety because I was spending too much time on my phone, but I couldn't stop myself. Is the problem. I could not make myself stop. And I had all this needlework and crocheting and other things I wanted to do. But it was like a drug almost.
Oh, uh-huh.
I could not. And then I quit cold turkey. And then my brain for like a week, it took it like a week to stop seeking that out. I had a real problem. So that's why a lot of times I'll be like the social media desert, like nothing will come out of me for a while because I'm just getting away from it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure. So. I don't remember. I don't do games. I don't have games on any of my devices. I haven't done games in years.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, a game popped up on Instagram, I think it was. It was, you know, a promotional thing.
Right. Like, hey, do this.
You know, and I was sitting there just in an idle moment, and I thought, hey, I wonder what that game's like.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded the game. I have no idea why. Because normally I go find something productive to do. but I downloaded the game and played it for 15 minutes. And then there was this pause. What are you doing?
Yeah, then you kind of wake up like, you know, why are you doing this?
So I just deleted it. Enough of that. And of course, and then it was the in-game purchases were starting to pop up.
Oh, right.
You know, wouldn't you like to go to this level for 50 cents?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. Delete.
Yeah.
I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there, yeah, no, there was 15 minutes I should have been stitching right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, my cat passed away, so I had briefly gotten it. My brain, I needed to focus on something else. So I downloaded one of the word games, the ones where you find all the words out of a set of like 6 words.
Oh, yeah.
How many words?
Okay.
And it helped me get through that stage, but then it was like, okay, you're done now. I deleted it back off.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, it helped you through a hard time because I just needed to numb my brain.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Well, there's,
but then I have to know when to stop so that it doesn't go to the next level.
Yeah.
It's because when I go to the next level, it becomes the problem.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You got
it. Yeah, I learned that.
Got to put the wall up for yourself. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, time to stitch. Because I couldn't even focus on stitching. It just.
Sure.
It was not happening. I was a wreck.
Well, yeah. I mean, losing a pet is like losing a family member. It is losing a family member. Well, I mean, it hurts. Yeah.
I only have fur babies, so.
Right.
They are my children.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's, all right. That's enough of that. Back to stitching. Back to.
Yes. Yeah. And I can probably show it next week, maybe. It might even have to wait because people might watch the show that don't normally watch the show that this is for. But the stitching, I got this big stitching project done that is for someone in my family.
Okay.
Secret stitching, but I got it done.
All right.
It's all done. I finished it just this morning, right before we got on the phone. So yeah, I got that done and I finished it in like 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow.
So I've been stitching. It's
Go
just
you.
I haven't been showing it. And because I've been kind of in a mood, I haven't been putting anything on social media except for some of the stuff that you send, you know?
Right. Right.
But not much personal stitching or anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's, I should put more of, I shouldn't put more personal stuff up because I just don't want to share it. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah,
just,
that's up to you. You don't have, that's the thing with social. You share what you want to share. You don't have to, there's nobody out there says you have to share stuff at all.
No, I talk enough about my personal life on these shows. I don't need to, I don't need to share it anymore. And, I'll share the needlework part, but the rest of it, nah.
Right.
Nah.
Nope. Yeah, most of mine's either what I'm making or the animals.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
Yep.
Pretty much it. And that's kind of pretty much all I have going on. I have a nice, quiet, boring life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just never, you know, some people, that's their thing. And it's, you know, what I'm having for dinner and what color we painted the walls. And, no one's interested, number one. And I'm not interested in sharing it. So,
yeah, I'll just direct text that to my mom. The whole world doesn't need to see.
Yeah, she cares.
Right, exactly.
Right. So, yeah, no, I don't know that I've ever, it's pretty rare that I put anything up that's personal. Pretty rare, yeah.
Yeah, you just occasionally have
right.
something. But so. it's usually your bike riding. What's yeah. the road? And, yeah. and the fun pictures we get to see
yeah.
of your the terrain you're riding through, whether it's live or fake. Or, you know, live but on a screen.
Right, right. Now we, getting some trips planned up, some overnight trips for the bike riding planned up for this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just need weather that you can actually be outdoors in. So, yeah.
It's coming.
It better.
It's still spring.
I know, but.
Doesn't yeah. it feel like, I had the feeling that spring was a lot further along than what it is in reality.
Yes.
In my mind, spring was further along.
Yes.
Than what it really is outside.
Yep.
I think it's because I decorated for spring with all of my stuff, and I put up my cute bunnies and my flowers.
And you didn't tell spring.
Right, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, all right. I think we're going to call it right here.
Okay.
That's going to be it. Spring is coming. We'll leave it at spring is coming. That's an upbeat thought.
Spring is coming, yep. yes.
Kathy Ray tonight, Thread Talk with Kathy Ray, Sunday, Marilyn Hazelwood. Go sign up for the Broadway-bound 2022 EGA National Seminar, egausa.org. And other than that, you know, use your free time to stitch, I think, is
exactly.
That's our message.
Put down your phone, delete the games, do productive, fun stitching. It'll make you feel better.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.